sing. He said, I've been vocally.
Yeah, because like I always knew I could like sing, you know what I'm saying? Like, I always sung around the house. And like my uncles always could sing. Got my you. Grandfather could sing. So that's like in my family. So I've been able to sing, but I didn't know I could really, really sing. Mm-hmm. Until I made a song called Bond in 2017.
Yeah.
Where I did the ad-libs and it was just like in a higher octave. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Oh, hi. You must be Joe. Joe Pitts, right?
Yeah, that's me.
What's this? Okay, so I'm going to be in Miami for a whole week, so I figured I can make some money here while I'm gone.
By turning your crib into a dewdrop bed?
Better hope you didn't make a spare house key.
Hey, babe.
Joe, what are you still doing here? What did you do to my house?
You like what I did with the place?
Joe had already printed off the contract,
right? I know.
Now, somehow he wrote that he's a long-term tenant and not short-term.
Like a roommate?
Good morning, Riley.
You're gonna have to go down to the courthouse and file an eviction.
What about my home? What about my things? How am I supposed to sleep with a strange man in my house?
We've looked into Joe Pitts. He has no criminal record, not even a traffic ticket.
You so need to go shopping, babe.
So he's harmless.
You see how easily accidents can happen?
And I never saw that coming. Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
It is the King TV Network. And I ain't going to do it because he can't. We got Amon Perry in the building. How you doing,
man.
My guy?
Appreciate you, man. Thanks for having me, man.
For sure, man. Long time coming. Hell yeah. You've been doing your thing, man. And I love having R&B artists, but I don't get to always have R&B male artists. So to be able to get the perspective of a male singer in today's time, I'm very excited. But how are you?
Man, I'm blessed, man. Happy to be here. Just want to say before we get started, I've been watching you for a minute, you know what I'm saying? Like your podcast, your interviews and everything, how you just, man, going up and elevating, man. So I just want to say kudos to you, man. Just keep doing your shit. For sure.
I appreciate that, man. Yeah. It is truly honored to be honored by somebody that's working himself.
Appreciate that.
You know what I'm saying? So I truly appreciate that. So now this is your time. We really gonna get into the story of Amon Perry, cause boy, when I say you can say, you saw it in the production day, y'all. He got them. Yeah, but anyway. He was like, hold on, I'm not done. For you, when did it all start, man? When did you know you could sing?
When did I know I could sing? I'd probably say when I was like 19.
Oh, he said sing. He said, I've been vocally.
Yeah, because like I always knew I could like sing, you know what I'm saying? Like, I always sung around the house. And like my uncles always could sing.
Got
my
you.
Grandfather could sing. So that's like in my family. So
I've
been able to sing, but I didn't know I could really, really sing. Mm-hmm. Until I made a song called Bond in 2017.
Yeah.
Where I did the ad-libs and it was just like in a higher octave. And I'm like, oh, shit. And since that day, I'm like, it's up.
Got you. Yeah. So is that when Mr. Perry the artist was starting? Or was that when you got it in your mind that I may become an artist now? Or were you already an artist?
Well, I was in between because that was around the time I just had came home from college.
Got you.
Know
you.
What I'm I was in college for ball.
Boy, he's tall. Okay, I didn't realize it.
I'm 6 foot. He's dragging.
With the long arms? That boy, he ain't. I know he can.
I used to, though.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah, I just had came home from school because I was in eligible. I wasn't taking enough classes. And so I was in between. I didn't know if I was really trying to dive into that or if I wanted to go back to school, you know what I'm saying, just get my shit together. But after that song, I'm like, bro, ball is over with. Like, I'm
Got
not even really
you.
Trying to go back to school for what?
So that was kind of your first dream, though. The first love was basketball.
Yeah.
So you was nice.
Definitely. I mean, yeah, I was all right.
You made it to the college level at least.
Yeah. I mean, it was just a small-time JUCO. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I did all right.
So for you, do you, because talking to a lot of athletes, we tend to take what we learned from our sport and put it into our craft. Mm-hmm. Is that is kind of what happened?
1,000%.
So kind of take us to that. Take us to that.
It's the same thing. It's just like as far as being consistent. Yep. And like if you're an athlete, say if you're a hooper, the more you stay in the gym, the better you're going to get. I mean, literally, the more jumpers you shoot.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Shit, sooner or later it's going to...
The cleaner the jumper is.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So for me, as far as music, it's just like you got to put the work in. If you don't put the work in, the results not going to show. Mm-hmm. If you don't stay in the studio, if you don't stay writing, it's going to show. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I bring that over there. It's, yep. it's the same shit, for real, for real.
Real.
And not even in sports. You could take that mentality into any field. Any field, bro.
100%. Mm-hmm. But, man, from 2017, when did you feel like the people started to notice you?
2017.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was.
The first song?
No, that wasn't my first song. My first song got dropped when I was in college, but I was rapping.
Okay.
It was just like, you know what I'm saying? Some little kid shit for real.
Yeah.
But once I made Bond, I'm like, and I had put it on the gram. Usually my songs were like getting no comments, no views. The nigga like, oh, he trying to be a rapper now because hoop ball ain't work out. But they don't really know what really happened.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
They
but when I did Bond
don't.
And I was singing, they were like, oh shit, yeah. Oh, hey, keep doing your shit. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
Got
yeah,
you.
So that's how
real
I started.
Though.
2017, though. Yeah.
So from 2017, you dive in and become consistent. No?
No.
Real shit, let's talk, man. Learned about Mr. Perry today.
No, that ain't even how it went, because if I would have stayed consistent, I don't know where I was
right
now, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it was just, I was going through a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Just like personal shit,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I was just having a hard time.
College student, like, it's real shit going on.
Yeah, so that took a while for me to grasp that you're not you have to pay bills.
Yeah.
You got to grow up, grow the fuck up. And I was having a hard time growing up, just keeping it real.
It's a hard time for people in their 30s, men, niggas.
And you know what I'm saying? Like, it's so, ain't a finished process, but
exactly,
I'm getting better every
day.
Exactly,
but you actually took awareness of it.
Mm-hmm. So, like, now I'm back in a space where I can think clearly, you know, and I'm just building up right now. I'm literally just leveling up.
Okay, so I want to talk about that gap, because so many people let that gap be 10, 20 years, and your gap... Even because again, I didn't even notice. You know, like people go through real things, but you got to get back on track. So for you, how did you fight through the trials and tribulations to get back on track?
Shit, my mother, brother. You know what I'm saying? My family, the ones that love me, that held me accountable, and let me know, like, bro, it's not cool.
Right,
you're fucking up. You
right,
know what I'm saying? You need to get on your shit. So they really helped me get to where I am now.
Wow.
You know, if it wasn't for them, like I said, I don't know where I would be. So, you know, them, my nephew, you know, around that time I just had a little niece.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what really helped my little baby niece, Layla.
Now, was it hard for you to take criticism from your family?
Yeah, especially at like 19, 20, 21. I'm just like, bro, I don't want to hear that shit.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm cool. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. But deep down, I knew, I'm like, damn, I really am fucking up. But you know what I'm saying? I'm just being naive. So it really wasn't hard. I knew they were right.
Mm-hmm.
I just wasn't trying to hear that shit.
Facts.
Just keep it real.
So when did you look in the mirror for yourself and not for others? Because at some point, it has to become our journey.
Yeah. I'd say it was probably around COVID. For real, feel like we're like 2020.
For sure.
Because that's when I couldn't do nothing consistent. Bro. Like, I had a hard time keeping jobs, just a whole bunch of shit, and that just led to everything else that happened, you know what I'm saying?
Because a lot of stuff affect other things,
exactly. And
good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
So you could be one way, like hooping, let's say hooping was your anchor,
right?
And you was doing good in hooping, not everything around you is doing good, because you got that anchor doing good.
Right.
So when your anchor changed to music, and you can't really get to the music, it's like, damn, everything kind of start falling apart. I felt the same way with this at points.
Yeah.
So I definitely understand where you're coming from with that. So for you, growing up and establish yourself as an R&B singer, do people still try to try you, like you can't sing, like it's the actual engineer doing it, or is it like, nah, I've shown and proved that I'm very much, because I mean, you just showed us.
Yeah, like
you really do this.
I've never heard that from nobody. I mean, I've never really gotten that. I do have people that I work with that are excellent at the job.
Yeah.
But that is me.
So take us through that because I'm so used to talking to rappers,
mm-hmm.
but I'm also used to talking to female R&B artists. So mm-hmm. I'm used to them having a team.
Right.
But what is a male R&B artist, like what does that look like? Like, does he need a team? Everybody needs a team.
Everybody needs a team, mm-hmm. you know, so you can't do it on yourself. For me, I'm really still building my team mm-hmm. as we speak. You know, I got like my brother, you know what I'm saying, my close friends that help me out with certain things. I got my guy P, who's my engineer. What up, P? But that's really like, you know what I'm saying, the core
right now.
So they help me out with little things, but having a team is very important. You have to have a team, or at least somebody that's looking out for your best interest.
Yeah,
you could get this is just the game.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
So what does a team for an R&B artist look like, fully complete?
Fully complete? I don't know. That's a good question.
I want to put that out there for you because I know you're going to get there.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we don't have it just because we never put the visual mm-hmm. out to the world so they could come back for us.
Yeah, well, I feel like if you got, like for me, for instance, I feel like I have everything.
Wow.
It's just about me getting my sound and my personality and myself to a bigger audience.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To a broader audience. So that's what I feel like an R&B artist needs. If you really are good, if you got the talent, the vocals, if you're marketable, everything, the whole nine, you just need someone to help you get to a bigger audience.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And just you being consistent yourself. You know, because you don't really need, you need a team, but you got Instagram, you mm-hmm. got Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. It's so many social media platforms to put your music out. There's really no excuse in today's world.
10,000%. 10,000%. So now I got to get to this project, man. 2023, mm-hmm. you dropped the Amon Perry Show,
yeah.
and it's truly a body of work.
Appreciate you.
Has different sounds to it. I even texted you. The Neo reference, man. Mm-hmm. It just reminds me of the time when Neo was very experimental and was mastering things.
Right.
Though. Like,
yeah.
He was putting. Like, it would be three songs that sound like the soul, but then it'd be the next three songs, it'd be the, mm-hmm. like, it'd be more upbeat. And then that's what I got in mm-hmm. that, like, it was a show.
Yeah.
It wasn't just one feel. So kind of take us to the process of that.
Well, the process of the Perry Show was a little longer process because that was like a special title to me. I always said, like, the Perry Show. That was, like, my thing when I was, like, a senior in high school. That's been my Twitter name for a long time. So as far as me putting different vibes in there, it's just for the frequency of the album. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
I got a song for damn near every
yes.
mood that you in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's how I felt.
Yeah, and that's what I was looking for. For any mood you in, you can cut it on and you can find a song that'll fit that mood. You know what I'm saying?
So what was your favorite to record?
My favorite to record, probably be Left Right. Left Right, because I work at the post office, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? So I be delivering mail and shit, and I had heard that beat while I was at work at like noon. And I just hit my engineer up. I said, bro, do you have time today? He said, yeah. And so I was writing that song while I'm at work. Like, I wrote that whole song while I was pretty much at work. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I went to record it in my work uniform. I got a video of it, and it was just, like, I did it in, like, one or two takes. It was just, like, a super easy song, a super fun song to record. So that's probably my favorite one on there, to record.
That's right.
Yeah.
I like that, man. And it's definitely one for the ladies, for sure. I like mm-hmm. that Left Right, for sure. Anything
yeah,
that
some
get
of y'all
the
can love
moving.
Check that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Anything. We love y'all.
Yeah.
Now, being an R&B artist in 2024, how is that?
I wouldn't say you just gotta find your lane. Cause okay. It's for right now, R&B, it's a few different lanes you can go in. Like,
is it?
It's not the 90s anymore where you just have to sing full passion R&B. It's just different lanes now. So I feel like you just gotta find your niche, find your sound, and run with it. Mm. And today is R&B. I feel like it's missing a lot of soul, you know what I'm saying? Like deep singing shit like that, which I have now.
It's about to
shock some people that I'm about to drop real soon. It's gonna be on this album that I'm doing.
Okay.
So that's what R&B is now. Just find your own lane, cause there's plenty of lanes in it now.
Now let's talk about this next project coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotta be something that you've worked on at least almost a year now.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of mindset were you trying to go into on this project?
The mindset is just to have every song. The first song fire, the second song should be better. The third song should be better. I just want to touch a bigger audience with this. Mm-hmm. You know, touch a different demographic. Put the full body of work out there. Cause like even on the Perry show, I had a few R&B songs, but I really wasn't really showcasing my vocals, how much right. I really can sing.
Right.
So this tape isn't gonna be an EP. Mm. It's not gonna be a mixtape. It's gonna be my first album.
Mm.
So it's gonna prove a lot of points that I've been preaching for the past few years.
I love that. Now, do you have like a timetable on when you want to release it? Do you want to release it in 2024?
Yeah, I am. I'm going to release it near the summertime. I just know like starting in May is my rollout month. So
got
a lot
you.
Of things is going to be happening from May, you know, and my
so
birthday.
So us
is,
first.
Yeah, yeah.
Come
hell
on
yeah.
now.
Hell yeah.
Come on now. And, we're going to be first. We're going to drop in May.
Hell yeah.
For
May.
Sure.
In May. And then I was really thinking sort of for my like my birthday in September, but in
wow.
May I'm gonna be dropping singles and
yep.
videos,
building
just
it
building
up.
It up, yeah. But it's gonna be dope, bro.
Now talk about that for R&B artists. How important is the rollout?
It's very important. You gotta have a not even just a rollout, the proper rollout.
Talk about
you know,
it.
I'm still working on that now. You know, like I could have did a better job rolling out the Perry show.
Mm-hmm.
I could have did a better job promoting it, but you learn as you
mm-hmm.
you know as you do. But the marketing is very important, the rollout. You have to have a great rollout so people know what to expect.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
100%.
To anticipate it.
Anticipated facts. Now, can you give us a hint on what's the first single? You might not know yet.
I actually don't know. But the first single is going to be something slow. Like me singing, and it's going to come with a video and a photo shoot. And I'm really gonna get into my acting bag, my personality bag, where like my videos, instead of them just being me doing a video, it's just gonna showcase other things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's gonna be a movie, bro.
I love it, man. I love the passion you have, cause I can feel it coming mm-hmm. off you. Like I'm. Ooh, you don't even know I'm gearing up. Like
mm-hmm.
I can feel that.
Yeah.
Cause that's the energy you need, especially putting into the project
Hell
on
yeah.
a daily basis. So man, I'm excited. Challenges, right? We spoke on it a little earlier, like your family is very important in helping you figure out like how to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
So for you moving into this next phase into your career, how do you remain focused on reaching the broader audience? And I ask this because I hear it in your music a little bit about the city's support
mm-hmm.
and how do you not let that stop you from pushing forward?
Because you always got to look at the bigger picture.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you just got to realize everybody not going to realize at first.
Mm-hmm.
Some people not going to realize until it's too late or till later down the line. So, yeah, that's pretty much it, bro. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Is it something for you that at first was like, damn, why? Well, I gotta do all this to get this. How did you
yeah.
overcome that?
Just keeping the faith for real, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
also branching out, you gotta network, you
yeah.
know what I'm saying? Like I got ties in New York, I knew some people in Atlanta, so you don't wanna get stuck in Ohio.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's so much out here, man. It's literally 49 other states. It's
yeah.
hella other states, bro. I haven't many, I'm sorry. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But it's hella other states, so you just really gotta.
I think that's right. I mean, we ain't
yeah.
one of them. So.
Yeah, you, so you know what I'm saying? You just gotta branch out and meet people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's more than Cleveland.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think if you stay in any city too long, you get jaded. And I feel the same way. And it's good and bad because you do get your, you still understand like worth and how important that is.
Right.
But you stop talking.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to devalue yourself. But at the end of the day, that means you, it's time to expand. It's time to move into a different room, different spaces. And mm-hmm. sometimes we forget, especially when we're the big dog in certain spaces, that at one point we weren't in that same
That's
space.
A fact. Hell yeah.
So, and again, I say some of this stuff for me when mm-hmm. I'm watching this stuff back because I get in those modes too. Like, it's comfortable to be in certain scenarios and you know you're going to be cool and good and have a great time, but did you grow at all?
Yeah, you don't. You really don't. Just stay stagnant. That's why you got to get uncomfortable.
Yes.
Because I've been thinking about that too, just maybe even relocating or just seeing what's going on, you know what I'm saying? Because you don't, like I said, it's bigger than Cleveland.
Exactly. But you also established yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people won. Yeah. And that's a difference. Yeah, it's a difference from running because they don't want you and establish yourself and just knowing it's time to expand.
Right. Yeah.
So I think this is a conversation that sometimes needs to be had because it gets confusing because mm-hmm. sometimes you do feel like you got to stay here, represent until you get on. But if you really put the work in and the people know you did, it's okay. Like, it's okay to get out and take the city with you because you're a representation now.
Of the city,
Of the city now because you put that work in.
Mm-hmm.
But it does get tricky because some people never put the work in and then leave and then want to rap. And it's like, no.
That ain't really
that hard ain't. Work. That's not how you do that.
Yeah.
So I definitely respect your grind because, you can hear it in the music that, like, man, I'm fighting through all of this bullshit and I'm going to keep going. And that's what we got to do because a lot of people just stop, man. A lot of people stop. So it's a couple of things we do before we get out of here. The first one is called your top three values. So simple as that. What are the top three values for Armand Perry?
Family. Health.
Cool.
And money.
Really?
Shit, for real. I mean, shit. You can't do nothing in this world without money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You have to have some type of money. Even as an artist, you don't want to be a struggling artist.
Right.
It costs money to promote your shit. It mm-hmm. costs money to get your songs on these certain platforms.
Mm, so you talk about it.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, talk about it.
You gotta do that type of work. So definitely my family, you know what I'm saying? I value them more than anything.
Yeah.
You gotta stay healthy because you want to live a long life to fulfill everything that you got.
100%.
And you need the money to do what you're trying to do.
Real shit, man. That's dope, man. Those is dope. All three of those is amazing. And we can definitely see how it those values affect the decision making
mm-hmm.
in a positive way, man. Yeah. And we definitely appreciate that. Yeah. And that's why we want to emphasize those moments because you got to know the value to why, because you're making decisions off your values.
Right.
And if you don't know your values, you're just not making good decisions most likely.
Right.
The last thing we do here is called, no, it's just facts.
That's a fact though, real shit.
The last thing we do here is called Get Off Your Chest, man. We truly appreciate you being here, man. And we truly appreciate you opening up and expressing, you know, behind the music.
Yeah.
If you want to talk to your fans, your family, whoever you need to talk to before we get out of here, get that off your chest.
Get off my chest. I'm gonna just say, Mama, I love you. My brother, my father, my niece, my nephews, my whole family. Doing this for y'all.
Yeah.
I'm getting better. Just know that for everybody that's watching this, I'm getting better, and I'm not gonna stop. I'm here, and this is about to be an amazing year.
Yeah, sure.
For damn sure.
Man, we appreciate you being here, man.
Yes, sir.
And I might call you to sing for my girl one day, but you gotta look away because you goddamn, you too damn good, my boy. It's the KC Network. We out of here. Peace. Appreciate you, man.
For sure. All
right, we gotta do one thing. We just gotta do a drop on the phone real quick.
Okay.
All right. I'm gonna just be like,
can somebody just tell me what the hell is happening?
Oh, we don't know. We're all just waking up.
anything you know? Like, do you remember anything?
I think I was kidnapped.
Where is Locke? Locke? Oh, you mean my husband?
Hold up, hold up. You better stop right there before you say some shit you're gonna regret. Regret?
Damn, shit getting real.